Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 36, Transcendental Affection, Servitude. The transcendental mellow of affection has been accepted by authorities like Sridhar Swami as a perfectional stage of devotion. It is just above the humor of neutrality and is a requisite for the development of the serving humor. In literature such as Nama Kaumudi, this state of existence is accepted as continuous affection for or attraction to Krishna. Authorities like Shukadeva Goswami consider this stage of affection to be in the neutral stage, but in any case, this affection is relished by the devotees in different transcendental tastes, and therefore the general name for this state is affection or pure affection for Krishna. Devotees engaged in servitude are attached to Krishna in the affection of reverence. Some of the inhabitants of Gokula Vrindavan, as exhibited on earth, are attached to Krishna on this platform of affection in reverence. The inhabitants of Vrindavan used to say, "Krishna is always manifest before us with a complexion like a blackish cloud. Krishna holds his wonderful flute in his lotus hands. Krishna is dressed in yellow silks and is bedecked with a peacock feather on his head. And when Krishna walks near Govardhan Hill with these personal features, all the inhabitants of the heavenly planets, as well as the inhabitants of this earth, feel transcendental bliss and consider themselves eternal servants of the Lord." Sometimes the devotee becomes filled with the same awe and reverence by seeing a picture of Vishnu, who is dressed like Krishna and who has a similar complexion. The only difference is that Vishnu has four hands in which he holds the conchal disc, club and lotus flower. Lord Vishnu is always decorated with many valuable jewels, such as the Chandrakanta stone and the Suryakanta stone. In the Lalita Madhava by Rupa Goswami, there is the following statement by Daruka, one of the servants of Krishna. "Certainly Lord Vishnu is very beautiful with his necklace of Kaustubha jewels, his four hands holding conchal disc, club and lotus flower, and his dazzling beautiful jewelry. Lord Vishnu is also very beautiful in his eternal position, riding upon the shoulder of Garuda. But now, that same Lord Vishnu is present as the enemy of Kamsa, and by his personal feature, I am completely forgetting the opulence of Vaikuntha." Another devotee once said, "This Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whose bodily pores come millions of universes permanently rising, and who is the ocean of mercy, who is the owner of inconceivable energies, who is always equipped with all perfections, who is the origin of all incarnations, who is the attraction for all liberated persons. This very Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supreme Controller and the Supremely Worshipable. He is all cognizant, fully determined, and fully opulent. He is the emblem of forgiveness and is the protector of surrendered souls. He is munificent, true to his promise, expert, all auspicious, powerful, and religious. He is a strict follower of the scripture. He is the friend of the devotees, and he is magnanimous, influential, grateful, reputable, respectable, full of strength, and submissive to pure love. Surely, he is the only shelter of devotees who are attracted to him by the affection of servitorship. The devotees of the Lord in servitude are divided into four classes. Number one, appointed servants, such as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, who are appointed to control the material modes of passion and ignorance. Number two, devotees in servitude, who are protected by the Lord. Class number three, devotees who are always associates. And class number four, devotees who are simply following in the footsteps of the Lord. Class number one, appointed servants. In a conversation between Jambavati, one of Krishna's wives, and Kalindi, another wife, Jambavati inquired, "Who is this personality circumambulating our Krishna?" And Kalindi replied, "Oh, she is Ambika, the superintendent of all universal affairs." Then Jambavati inquired, "And who is this personality who is trembling at the very sight of our Krishna?" And Kalindi replied, "Why, he is Lord Shiva." "And who is this other person offering prayers?" "That is Lord Brahma." "And who is that person who has fallen on the ground and offering respects to Krishna?" "He is Indra, King of Heaven." "And what about this person who has come with the demigods and is laughing with them?" "He is my elder brother, Yamaraj, superintendent of death." And so this conversation offers a description of all the demigods, including Yamaraj, who are engaged in services appointed by the Lord. They are called Adhikrita Devata, or demigods, appointed to particular types of departmental service. Devotees under the protection and shelter of the Lord. One resident of Vrindavana once told Lord Krishna, "My dear Krishna, O pleasure of Vrindavana, being afraid of this material existence, we have taken shelter of you, for you alone can completely protect us. We are well aware of your greatness, and as such, we have given up our desire for liberation and have taken complete shelter under your lotus feet. And since we have heard about your ever-increasing transcendental love, we have voluntarily engaged ourselves in your transcendental service." So this is a statement by a devotee who was under the protection and shelter of Lord Krishna. Upon being chastised by Krishna's constant kicking on his head, Kaliya, the black snake of the Yamuna, came to his senses and admitted, "My dear Lord, I have been so offensive unto you, but still you are so kind that you have marked my head with the impression of your lotus feet." This is also an instance of one's taking shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna. In the Aparadha Bhanjana, a pure devotee expresses his feelings, "Kamadinam katina katidha palita durnideshas teshang jata mayina karuna natrapa no pashanti utsrijaitan atha yadupate sampratang labda buddhis twam ayata sharanam abhayam mang niyunkshvatma dasye." "O my dear Lord, I am ashamed to admit before you that I have carried out the orders of my masters, namely lust, anger, avarice, illusion, and envy. Sometimes I have carried out their orders in a way most abominable. And yet, in spite of my serving them so faithfully, they are not satisfied, nor are they kind enough to give me relief from their service. They are not even ashamed of taking service from me in that way. My dear Lord, O head of the Yadu dynasty, now I have come to my senses, and I am taking shelter of your lotus feet. So please, engage me in your service. This is another instance of surrendering and taking shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. There are many instances in the various Vedic writings of persons who were aspiring after liberation by speculative knowledge, but who gave up this process in order to take complete shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna. Examples of such persons are the brahmanas headed by Shaunaka in the forest of Naimisharanya. Learned scholars accept them as devotees having complete wisdom. And there is a statement in the Hari Bhakti Sudhodaya in which these great brahmins and sages headed by Shaunaka Rishi once told Sutta Goswami, "My dear great soul, just see how wonderful it is. Although as human beings we are contaminated with so many taints of material existence, but simply by our conversing with you about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, now we are gradually decrying our desire for liberation." In the Padyavali, a devotee says, "Persons who are attached to speculative knowledge for self-realization, who have decided that the Supreme Truth is beyond meditation, and who have thus become situated in the mode of goodness, then let them peacefully execute their engagement. As for us, we are simply attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is by nature so pleasing, who possesses a complexion like a blackish cloud, who is dressed in yellow garments, and who has beautiful lotus-like eyes. We wish only to meditate upon him." Those who are from the very beginning of their self-realization attached to devotional service are called Sevanishtha. Sevanishtha means simply attached to devotional service. And the best example of such devotees are Lord Shiva, King Indra, King Bahulashva, King Ikshvaku, Srutadev, and Pundarika. One devotee says, "My dear Lord, your transcendental qualities attract even the liberated souls and carry them to the assembly of devotees where your glories are constantly chanted. Even great sages who are accustomed to living in solitary places are also attracted by the songs of your glory. And upon observing all your transcendental qualities, I have also become attracted and have decided to dedicate my life to your loving service." Constant associates. In the city of Dwarka, the following devotees are known as Krishna's close associates: Uddhava, Daruka, Satyaki, Shrutadeva, Shatrujit, Nanda, Upananda, and Bhadra. All of these personalities remain with the Lord as his secretaries, but still they are sometimes engaged in Krishna's personal service. And among the Kuru dynasty, Bhishma, Maharaj Parikshit, and Vidura are also known as close associates of Krishna. It is said, all of the associates of Lord Krishna have lustrous bodily features, and their eyes are just like lotus flowers. They have sufficient power to defeat the strength of the demigods, and the specific feature of their persons is that they are always decorated with valuable ornaments. When Krishna was in the capital Indraprastha, someone addressed him, "My dear Lord, your personal associates, headed by Uddhava, are always awaiting your order by standing at the entrance gate of Dwarka. and they are mostly looking on with tears in their eyes. And in the enthusiasm of their service, why, they are not even afraid of the devastating fire generated by Lord Shiva. For they are souls simply surrendered unto your lotus feet. And out of the many close associates of Lord Krishna, Uddhava is considered the best. And the following is a description of Uddhava. His body is blackish like the color of the Yamuna River, and it is similarly as cool. Uddhava is always decorated with flower garlands first used by Lord Krishna. And Uddhava is dressed with yellow silk clothing. Uddhava's two arms are just like the bolts of a door. His eyes are just like lotus flowers. And Uddhava is the most important devotee among all the associates. So let us therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Uddhava. Uddhava has described the transcendental qualities of Sri Krishna as follows. My Lord Sri Krishna, who is our master and worshipable deity, who is the controller of both Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, who is the controller of the whole universe as well, does accept the controlling orders of Ugrasena, his grandfather. Krishna is the proprietor of millions of universes, but still, Krishna begged the little land from the ocean. And although Krishna is just like an ocean of wisdom, he sometimes consults me. Oh, Krishna is so great and magnanimous, and yet Krishna is engaged in his different activities just like an ordinary person. Followers of the Lord, those who are constantly engaged in the personal service of the Lord are called anugas or followers. Examples of such followers are Suchandra, Mandana, Stamba, and Sutamba. They are all inhabitants of the city of Dwaraka, and they are dressed and ornamented like the other associates. The specific services entrusted to the anugas are varied. Mandana always bears the umbrella over the head of Lord Krishna. Suchandra is engaged in fanning with the white chamar a bunch of hair, and Sutamba is engaged in supplying betel nuts. All of them are great devotees, and they are always busy in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. And as there are anugas in Dwaraka, so there are many anugas in Vrindavana also. And the names of the anugas in Vrindavana are as follows: Raktaka, Patraka, Patri, Madhukanta, Madhuvrata, Rasala, Suvilasa, Premakanda, Marandaka, Ananda, Chandrahasa, Payoda, Bakula, Rasada, and Sharada. Descriptions of the bodily features of the anugas in Vrindavana are given in the following statement. Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto the constant associates of the son of Maharaj Nanda. They always stay in Vrindavana, and their bodies are decorated with garlands of pearls and with bangles and bracelets of gold. Their colors are like black bees and the golden moon, and they are dressed just to suit their particular special bodily features. And their specific duties can be understood from a statement by Mother Yashoda, who said, O Bakula, please cleanse the yellow dress of Krishna. O Varika, you just perfume the bathing water with a guru scent. And Rasala, you just prepare the betel nuts. You can all see that Krishna is now approaching. There is dust overhead, and the cows can be seen very distinctly. Among all the Anugas in Vrindavana, Raktaka is considered to be the chief. The description of his bodily features is as follows. Raktaka wears yellow clothing, and his bodily color is just like newly grown grass. Raktaka is very expert in singing, and is always engaged in the service of the son of Maharaj Nanda. So let us all become the followers of Raktaka in offering transcendental loving service to Krishna. An example of the attachment felt by Raktaka towards Lord Krishna can be understood from his statement to Rasada. Just hear me. Please place me so that I may always be engaged in the service of Lord Krishna, who has now become famous as the lifter of Govardhan Hill. So the devotees of Krishna engaged in his personal service are always very cautious, because they know that becoming personal servitors of Lord Krishna is not an ordinary thing. A person who offers respect even to the ass engaged in the service of the Lord becomes eternally happy. So what is there to say of one who offers Krishna direct service? Once, Raktaka said within himself, "Not only is Krishna my worshipable and servable Lord, but also the girlfriends of Krishna, the gopis, are equally worshipable and servable by me. And not only the gopis, but anyone who is engaged in the service of Krishna is also worshipable and servable by me. I know that I must be very careful not to become overly proud that I am one of the servitors and devotees of Lord Krishna." And so from this statement one can understand that the pure devotees, those who are actually engaged in the service of Krishna, are always very cautious and never overly proud of their service. This mentality of the direct servitor of Krishna is called dhurya. According to expert analytical studies of the direct associates of the Lord, Srila Rupa Goswami has divided these into three classes, namely dhurya, dhira, and vira. Raktaka is classified among the dhurya, or those who are always attached to serving the most beloved gopis. One dhira associate of Krishna is the son of Satyabhama's nurse. Satyabhama is one of the queens of Lord Krishna in Dwaraka, and when she was married to Krishna, the son of her nurse was allowed to go with Satyabhama because they had lived together from childhood as brother and sister. So this gentleman, the son of Satyabhama's nurse, used to live with Krishna as his brother-in-law, and sometimes as brother-in-law, he used to play jokes with Krishna. So once he addressed Krishna in this way, "My dear Krishna, I never tried to gain the favor of the goddess of fortune who is married to you, but still I am so fortunate that I am considered one of the members of your house, the brother of Satyabhama." A Vira associate once expressed his pride, declaring, "Lord Baladeva may be a great enemy of Palamba Asura, but I have nothing to worry about from him. And as far as Pradyumna is concerned, I have nothing to take from him because he is simply a boy. Therefore, I do not expect anything from anyone else. I simply expect the favorable glance of Krishna upon me. So I am not even afraid of Satyabhama, who is so dear to Krishna." In the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 20th chapter, verse 28, King Prithu addresses the Lord, "Jagat Janayang Jagat Isha Vaishasam, Syad eva yat karmani na samihitam. Karoshi falgu api uru dina vatsala. Swa eva dishne avirattasya king taya. My dear Lord, it may so happen that the goddess of fortune becomes dissatisfied with my work, or I may even have some misunderstanding with her. But I will not mind this, because I have full confidence in you. You are always causelessly merciful to your servants, and you consider even their menial service to be very much advanced. So I have confidence that you will accept my humble service, although it is not worthy of being recognized. My dear Lord, you are self-sufficient. You can do anything you like without the help of anyone else. So even if the goddess of fortune is not satisfied with me, I know that you will always accept my service anyway. Devotees attached to the transcendental loving service of the Lord may be described either as surrendered souls, as souls advanced in devotional knowledge, or as souls completely engaged in transcendental loving service. So the surrendered souls are known as neophyte. The souls advanced in devotional knowledge are called perfect, and the souls completely engaged in transcendental loving service are called eternally perfect. Thus ends chapter 36 of the Nectar of Devotion, entitled Transcendental Affection, Servitude. This was recorded April 3rd, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.